Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study on Ephesians chapter 4, we finished verses 17 through 19. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom starts a new study today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. And I hope you'll have your Bibles ready today. We're going to preach from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24, and we're going to speak concerning changed to cleanness. Now, in verses 17 through 19, we saw the negative, changed from uncleanness. Now we see the positive, changed to cleanness. Oh, have pencil and paper ready. Be ready to follow along and have a good King James Bible so you can be right there with us on our word studies. And I believe this will help you greatly if you will follow along. I also want to tell you about a special CD that we have. It's 16 minutes long and it presents the plan of salvation. Now, I wish I could give this away free. I cannot at this time do that, and I can give them away for a gift of $3. But we have in the cover of the CD this little statement. It says, if I could talk to you about spiritual things, the things contained in this CD would be what I would want to say. The CD is only 16 minutes long. I would like for you to listen to it alone in your car, home, or somewhere it is private. You may share it with others. It is your gift to keep. After you listen to it, I would like to know what you think of its contents. I'll be happy to try to answer any question you may have about it. These may be the things you already know and have experienced, but it's just that I don't know it because we have not talked enough about it. It is very important to me that you listen to it. Thank you. Well, that little note inside the CD, and you give that to an unsaved friend, loved one, someone that you've been wanting to witness to and you haven't, and it's just hard to get around to it. And this is 16 minutes. It goes through the plan of salvation slowly, but goes through it completely, leads them in a prayer. And I would like to send that to you that you could share with a loved one. Just ask for the plan of salvation and send us a gift of $3, and we'll mail that out to you as soon as possible. All right, if you have your Bibles and you're ready to follow along with us, we are in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 20 through 24. Follow along as I read, please. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now we're looking at being changed to cleanness. Now, in this chapter here that we're on, in verses 17 through 24, it's been interesting. This first part that we looked at, verses 17 through 19, was changed from uncleanness. But we've titled verses 17 through 24, the exhortation to a changed life. So now as we look at the second part of being changed to cleanness, verses 20 and 21 shows us the contrast to verses 17 through 19. He says, but ye have not so learned Christ. The word ye in that verse, just two-letter word, ye, is very emphatic in Greek. It's to show a contrast between you and the unsaved. Remember, they lack the Holy Spirit within. Therefore, they lack the capacity to understand or learn Christ. The name Christ speaks of his office or purpose. He was anointed, which is the meaning of Christ or Messiah, the Anointed One. He is the Anointed One to pay the penalty for our sin, not to demonstrate what is written here in verses 17 through 19 here of Ephesians chapter 4. He was anointed to pay the penalty and take those things from us. So don't miss that the emphatic use of ye shows we should know better. We should not revert to those things. When people say, you gotta change, and by that mean to incorporate the flesh, be it in your daily life or your church or both, then that person has failed to learn Christ. They've become pragmatic. And again, pragmatism is not a fruit of the Spirit. It is not a change. It is a reversion to type when we go back to the flesh. And so verse 21 says, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. When one is in Jesus, he has the very Holy Spirit of Christ dwelling in him. That's why we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So, if you're without the Spirit of Christ, you're without the Holy Spirit, you're not saved. Okay? It's that simple. Without the Holy Spirit, you simply are not saved. The person of Christ, once accepted into our life, as Lord and Savior means, we have the Spirit of truth dwelling in us and no longer need to be deceived. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, it says this, these were more noble than those at Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. In other words, they received it. They wanted to know the truth. They searched the Scriptures. You see, the Scriptures, as for us, was their source of authority. Not philosophy, not trends, but the Scriptures. And the Scriptures must always be our source of authority. You may not understand all things. You must be taught. That's why the Lord gave the local church teachers and pastors. We get baptized. We may not understand after we're first saved why, but we simply obey it because it's well-pleasing unto God and it's what He told us to do. Some new things come up on the scene that everyone is doing it, they say. Well, don't get caught up in it. It may be that you need to listen to the Holy Spirit and wait until He gives you leading from His Word, the Bible. Now, you'll notice again, he said there in verse 21 of Ephesians 4, in Jesus, not by Jesus, not about Jesus, not even in His name. It is in Jesus. The underlying idea of that phrase is that of union with Christ. If you're going to be in a union, that's the best union to be in. You hear Him through His Word, and as a result of hearing Him through His Word, you receive Him. As John 1:12 says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in His name. So now, He is in you, and you in Him. He teaches you by His Spirit, His own Holy Word. And he does that by preaching, by teaching, personal devotions, and meditation in the Word of God. And by the way, preaching, teaching, personal devotions, and meditation is not multiple choice. They should all be a regular part of your life. Preaching and teaching whenever the church doors are open, and they're preaching and teaching. Personal devotions ought to be daily. Meditating ought to be daily. But it must always, always, always be in the Word of God. The truth is in Jesus. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way and the truth. In John 17:17, he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. See, Jesus is the living truth. The Bible is the written truth, and they do not contradict one another. The contrast to verses 17 through 19 in this chapter shows us that if you have been taught truth and you've heard his Spirit speak to your heart, you know him well enough that he does not exhort, encourage, or exemplify liberty to the flesh. God never, never does that. Now we look on in verses 22 through 24 as we look at putting off and putting on. And we see here an analogy of taking off old, dirty, and worn out clothes and putting on new, high-quality clothing. And so he says there in verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. The old man refers to what we formerly were. It's not your boss at work. It's not your father. It's not your husband. That's not the old man, although they may be old. We have a phrase that when somebody's older than us, seems like they've been around a long time, they seem old to us, we've said, boy, he's old as dirt. Well, that's just a phrase that I don't know where it come from, but here he's not talking about that in age. He's talking about the old man, what you formerly were. We saw that in verses 17 through 19. We also saw that in chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And they give an accurate picture of anyone when they're without the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. You see, my friend, our old sin nature is not eradicated in this life. It's not eradicated when we got saved. But that old man can be taken off the throne so he no longer directs your life, and God allows you the free will to make that decision. I remember the story of Lou Gehrig, and one of the stories that was told about him, as you remember, we get Lou Gehrig's disease from this man of baseball, but the story is that this disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, ended his career. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet, and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.